Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. I'm Alice Arnold, and this week I'm talking to Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatres, about all things Olivier. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. As happened, happens at this time of year, it is Olivier season. So, of course, I'm talking to the person who is just sort of Mr. Olivier himself, Julian Bird, the Chief Executive of the Society of London Theatres. The nominations are out for this year's Olivier Awards. The headline news, well, it's got to be Hamilton, hasn't it?
It has.
Broken all records with 13 nominations. How many do you think it's going to win, Julian?
Well, it has 13 nominations. The maximum it can actually win is 10, because in one category, two performers are nominated, and in another category, actually, three performers are nominated. So it can actually only win 10. As people might know, the record for a musical is 7, which was Matilda in 2012 for a musical. So we'll see, won't we, on the night?
We will. See if it can get 7 out of the 10. Has there ever been another time, as you said, 3 out of the 4 nominations for Best Actor in a Supporting Role in a Musical come from Hamilton? Has that ever happened before?
Not in my time. This is my 8th year producing. So from my records and from what I can tell, no. To have 3 in one category is amazing.
I mean,
we've had 2. We've had 2 in categories before. But to have 3 is quite extraordinary.
Yeah. Only one other.
With the fourth one being the lovely Ross Noble, of course, in his sort of musical debut himself in Young Frankenstein. But, you know... and maybe it reflects Hamilton, the show. It also reflects the fact that actually there are lots of... What in other shows might be considered almost lead performances in there. I mean, the 3 people nominated are playing 3 very strong roles.
I wouldn't know, Julian, because I haven't seen it.
Oh, no.
Because I haven't got a ticket.
Oh.
All right, but I'm happy to hear you talk about it and how marvellous it is, which I know it is.
I mean, it is it is marvellous, and it is, one uses the terms groundbreaking very carefully, but in its way, it is kind of groundbreaking in bringing a new musical style and a sort of new musical language into theatre and into musical theatre. And that language is not just in the music itself and what's sung, but also in the choreography that goes along with that new musical language. So it feels very fresh and very different. And I think that's what everyone has reacted to, obviously in America with all the awards it's won there, and now here in London.
I was speaking to someone actually the other day who had been to see it, and she didn't know the music before she went, but she said it was quite clear nearly all the audience did. She said it's a sort of incredible atmosphere in the auditorium, that all these people are really familiar with it. They've all
heard
the cast recording and they're all singing along and whooping and cheering.
Oh, very much. I mean, the cast recording has been at the top of whatever the charts are these days. I sound terribly old-fashioned, don't I? But at the top of those charts for a very long time. And people do come knowing it inside out. But Lin-Manuel Miranda, who, wrote it and conceived it and put it together, he writes in this new musical language, but very much with a reference to having studied the great musicals of the past, and the way those are constructed, the way refrains keep coming back and building during the show. So you become familiar with the sort of the kind of musical phrases that go through it. So, it's incredibly well constructed. And when you see it, you can't help but admire it.
And is this going to split the vote, of course? If you've got 3 people...
It might well. Who knows? We'll find out on the night. Mm. So it could well, or it might not, yeah.
Mm. No, interesting. And also, I know that you're really pleased that there are a lot of first-time nominees this year for the Olivier Awards. Again, quite a lot of those coming from Hamilton.
Yeah, quite a lot coming from Hamilton, but also, how extraordinary to see Leslie Joseph, which, she's proudly going around telling everyone that at the age of 72, it's her first nomination for anything, anywhere, at any awards. So how wonderful to see someone like that having her first nomination as well. So I think, there are a lot of new people. And maybe that also reflects the fact that there's more new work this year than ever before. Of the 108 productions that were eligible in the main theatre categories, there were more new plays and new musicals than play revivals and musical revivals. So it really has been a year of extraordinary new work, I think.
And talking of one of the new works, everybody's talking about Jamie. Which is, well, there's no newcomer category, is there, in the
there
Olivier's?
Is not.
So John McCrae is in the category for Best
Actor in a Musical.
Best Actor in a Musical. Yeah. Although, I mean, he's what, 21 or 22 or something?
Slightly more than that. Yes, in his early 20s and mid-20s. And, it's the most extraordinary central performance, and just talking about that show. It's a homegrown show, started in Sheffield, had no commercial producer attached to it. You know, as the story goes, Nika Burns, who runs NIMAX Theatres, kind of fell in love with it on the very final Saturday matinee and went backstage and said, I want to move it to my, one of my theatres. And from that, this kind of show has been developed and born and having a very successful life in the West End.
And I think when you see it, you can sort of tell that organic beginning to it, because he in particular, John McRae, who's played the part from the very beginning, and there is something very, I don't know, organic about his performance. He
absolutely
is that part. I mean, it is an extraordinary performance.
And a lot of the cast of that, not just John, have been in it since some of the first workshops. And I think that shows, and, you know, how lovely to see kind of maybe proper genuine society reflected on stage, you know, in all its kind of fullness in that school, in that show. It's, you know,
and it's got that struck
a heart to people, I think.
Yeah, it's got that wonderful uplifting message.
Very uplifting message without sort of, you know, crowbarring it down anybody. It's uplifting. It's funny. You know, there are some tragic moments in it, but, you know, and audiences are reacting incredibly well to it. But how great a real, genuine, homegrown British hit from you know, new writers as well, once again. You know, people who've never written a musical before. How great's that?
And we've had them on our podcast as well, which was thrilling. And I think it sort of hits a kind of moment in time as well when, you know, anti-bullying is so strong, that message.
I think it's
is
very
so strong,
much
and the gender fluidity and all of those things, and those arguments rehearsed very, very well.
It's definitely
in the piece.
A story for our time, if you like, and you know, the fact that bullying is properly acknowledged but doesn't become the overwhelming thing of the show, and the sort of the travails that anybody goes through, and that, you know, I genuinely think if, you know, kids went and saw that show, I hope they would sort of see themselves on stage in one of the characters. I think that's what it does so cleverly, is that there is, you can spot a bit of you in lots of people, and I think that's what's so clever about it.
Well, certainly when I went to see it, there was a largely very young audience who were absolutely ripping it, you know, cheering and standing, and you could see the support for the message as much as anything else from the young people in the audience, which was really
very
great
much
to see,
and you know, lots of people, young people and older people, are struggling with some of the issues that show manages to explore in a very careful way, you know, around, as you said, gender fluidity, different types of people, different people of different religions, and how they get along with each other and understand each other's perspectives on life. And, you know, actually, deep down, the issues that people who probably don't live in London and school kids, what are their opportunities in the future, you know? And great, there's a great bit in the show with a careers teacher, which is incredibly funny, but actually in a way deeply tragic, with these kids going, what am I going to do with my life? What job am I going to do? So there's a lot of things kind of explored, but in a very light-hearted, clever way, I think.
And the other new musical, very much the forefront, Girl from the North Country, based on Dylan's music, which one might think would appeal possibly more to my generation, I suppose, but that kind of nostalgic look at Bob Dylan and his songs, but put in a completely different context and sung very differently.
Very much. I mean, that, you know, his songs have been taken, some well known and a lot that are deeply not well known, but have been completely musically rethought, if you like, not just reorchestrated, restructured and re-put together in a very, very clever way. Really, once again, about a community and a guest house and the people that, you know, own and run the guest house and the family and the people that stay there. And it's done in a very incredibly heart-wrenching and clever way.
And we're going to play, well, in my show on Sunday, we will be playing Sheila Atom singing Tight Connection to My Heart, which has been a YouTube, loads of people have seen that on YouTube.
Yes.
It is an extraordinary performance.
It's an extraordinary performance. And, you know, rightly she's nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. And once again, you know, she's done other roles, but, you know, this is her real breakthrough. There's no doubt about that.
So it's exciting to see all the new stuff. Of course, there are more, you know, traditional and older shows. The revival of Follies, which has the next most
nominations to
Hamilton, has 10 nominations. So that's the revival of a classic, but what a revival it was. I mean, it was
what
an extraordinary performance.
At the National Theatre with
production.
An 30-plus piece orchestra, full cast, using, you know, the full facilities, if you like, of the Olivier Theatre to reimagine this kind of classic. And, you know, we've had a couple of concert versions of Follies here in recent years, one at the Albert Hall, Another one, I think it was at the Palladium for Radio 2 a very long time ago. But, you know, really, we haven't had a big production since the original with Diana Rigg at the Shaftesbury Theatre, which is a long time ago now. You know, this is the first big revival, and it's common knowledge now that, you know, the fantastic news, it is coming back to the National, and then it's going to be in the West End for a period of time. I'm not going to say any more than that, but that is now common knowledge that's happening. So
common knowledge for you. I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. So, you know, it's 10 nominations, and, you know, people will, on the Olivier show, be able to see something very special from Follies, I think. So maybe that will whet the appetite for it's coming back.
I think it might. I mean, to me, that production told the story of Follies in a way that I'd never really appreciated before, because Imelda Staunton, and we were thrilled that she came and did a musicals podcast with me. And we were talking about the way that that show can just be a list of people singing songs. It can be people singing at a party. But this production was so different. It showed the really dark side of the storyline.
And I think the atmosphere...
The narrative of it was so clear.
What Dominic Cook and Bill Deamer, who choreographed it, Dominic, who directed, and the whole, you know, creative team, Vicky Mortimer, who's rightly been nominated as well, you know, they created the atmosphere of that rundown theatre and this group of people, kind of quite tragic people, really, coming back together all those years later and trying to recreate their former glory. And I agree with you. You know, when you see it in concert, the danger is that show comes over as a series of just one number after another after each other. And actually, this show showed it was a complete package. It was a complete show together.
And Imelda Staunton nominated for that, for Best
Imelda
Musical.
And Janie Dee, Tracy Bennett as well, Best Supporting Actress.
So again, more than one nominee coming in for one show.
Indeed.
With Follies, it's difficult to say who is a leading actress actually in that, or leading man.
It's always been considered that Phyllis and Sally are the two leading female roles. Yeah. So Imelda played Sally and Janie played Phyllis. So they both got nominated. So yeah.
Also nominated for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yes. Rather deeply tragic play rather than a jazzy musical. But yes, that's right. Yeah.
We might see Imelda taking to the stage. Who knows? And the other sort of big musical, 42nd Street, big all singing, all dancing, escapism, everybody to get away from the real world.
If one wants to see one of those glorious, enormous musicals, it is the show to go and see. You know, you see 40 plus people on stage, a big orchestra. I remember when I saw it on press night, the most spellbinding costumes. And I was kind of really delighted to see it nominated for Best Costume Design, actually, because one can be very kind of blasé about those things. But the costumes in 42nd Street are really second to none.
And
quite extraordinary. And of course, the choreography. But I mean, it's, you know, the costumes just sort of come off the stage to you, you know.
But I think probably in these times of depressing news, one might say, generally in the world.
One might well
actually,
say.
to go and see just something that is all singing, all dancing, all glitz, all glamour.
I completely agree.
Proper escapism.
It's escapism of the right type, I think. Mm. And I mean, I adore that show. And, you know, we will talk in later dates about things, but, you know, I'm firmly expecting that to raise the roof of the Albert Hall on the night of the actual awards. So.
We've got them as well.
We may do.
We may well do. We're not allowed to talk about. We're not allowed to talk about that. Five Guys Named No. That got that's nominated for Best Entertainment and Family. Again, another revival. I think I saw the original. Gosh, can't remember how many years ago was. Yeah. With Clark Peters. But I mean,
Clark, of course, directed this production. Yes. So still retains his attachment to that show. Mm.
And unusually, at the Marble Arch Theatre, was that the first thing that had been done?
This was a pop up theatre. Mm. So. Literally on Marble Arch, almost in the middle of the roundabout, and extraordinary where they managed to recreate the whole atmosphere, including from the moment you entered and being in this bar with a jazz band playing, and really, really sensationally done. Mm. So rightly has been nominated as well.
And Regent's Park, I think this year the only one nominated is just for On the Town.
Just for On the Town, that's right.
But they're up against 42nd Street and Follies for Best Musical Revival. So tough category.
I think a lot of the categories are tough this year, and it's very easy to automatically say, oh, well, Hamilton's got so many nominations, it's going to win, you know. But then you look down the lists and you go, well, actually, if any of these won, you know, one couldn't say anyone's been robbed. It's a very, very tight year.
It would be great if we have a nice variety of shows winning. I mean, last year it was very much, you know,
The Harry Potter year.
It was the Harry Potter year. And after the first awards, we could all go and have a drink in the bar because we knew what the results would be. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if this is a similar thing or if we go a completely different way.
I agree.
Well, we should be telling that story. Me and Ruthie Henshaw from underneath in the bowels of the album.
The bowels.
Which was a big success as a venue for you last year.
It was, yes. I mean, it has scale, doesn't it?
Well, next week you're going to talk to us about the night itself and about, we're going to look at the drama.
Yes.
The straight plays.
Absolutely.
In our next thing. And I'll see you next week. That was the Musicals and Theatre podcast, and if you enjoyed that, then why not subscribe? It's absolutely free to our channel on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear me every weekend morning from 6 till 10 on Mellow Magic.